This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks around the world. But here now the news for February 6th, 2023. The bill to create a government-controlled version of the Reedy Creek Improvement District has been filed after the special session concluded this afternoon. It includes the intent to rename the district to the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. The dissolution of Reedy Creek was set to take place this June, in accordance with the bill already signed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, but the bill confirms that it will not be dissolved. Quote, for a transitional period of no longer than 2 years from the effective date of this act, the district may continue doing business using Reedy Creek Improvement District as a fictitious name in order to provide sufficient time for the district to make the necessary name changes on or to records, contracts, bonds, accounts, physical assets, and wherever else the district's name is used. In the bill released today, the government-controlled district would elect a board of supervisors who would then be expected to propose a list of changes to the district's power within 1 year. Notably, the proposal notes that individuals who have worked for a theme park or entertainment complex in the last 3 years are not eligible for the board. This means Disney would not be permitted to have an active role. You know what you don't want on a board that handles theme park areas? People that understand theme parks. Yeah, that would be bad. I'll move on. The bill reads, quote, the Board of Supervisors shall submit to the governor, the president of the Senate, and the Speaker of the House of Representatives within 1 year after the effective date of this act and every 5 years thereafter, a report that includes a review of all remaining powers and authorities included herein and any recommendations for consideration of eliminating said powers and authorities for potential repeal by the legislature. The bill does state that the district will not be dissolved and will be permitted to operate under the Reedy Creek name again for up to 2 years to ensure all the necessary changes are carried out. However, Disney is going to lose control of the district upon the creation of the Board of Supervisors, whom are selected exclusively by the Florida governor. In light of today's news, Walt Disney World President Jeff Vollie issued the following statement, quote, we are monitoring the progression of the draft legislation, which is complex given the long history of the Reedy Creek Improvement District. Disney works under a number of different models and jurisdictions around the world, and regardless of the outcome, we remain committed to providing the highest quality experience for the millions of guests who visit each year. That was the full statement. This has been the weirdest, and I think I don't want to talk out of turn, but this is kind of the dumbest story I've covered in 15 and a half years of doing this. Why Florida wants to take this on. Special privileges. The special privileges are things Disney never even did, like build a nuclear power plant. Like, none of this is real. It's all for show. In the end, it's just going to end up hurting the tourism segment here in Orlando when a bunch of people who don't understand how a property like Disney World works, because I assure you, it's very different from operating a real city. These people are going to have no idea how that operates, and they're going to try to run emergency services and utilities and all these sorts of very important things for a property twice the size of Manhattan that operates very differently from any mass of land that size anywhere on this planet. I just can't imagine this is going to work. I hope I'm wrong, but this is a mitigated disaster, total disaster. For the past several months, Disney has been in contract negotiations with the Service Trades Council Union, which represents more than 45,000 Walt Disney World cast members, over benefits and wage increases. Now the union has officially voted to reject Disney's most recent offer to the union in favor of more beneficial terms to cast members represented. Unite Here 737 shared on Twitter that 96% of all 14,263 ballots cast over the two-day voting period were no ballots. The union urged workers last week to vote no in favor of better wages for all, even cast members who could have received favorable increases under Disney's quote-unquote best offer plan. Negotiations over the contract, which expired in October but has remained in force during negotiation, focused primarily on wages, health care, and retirement, where Disney offered a pay rise of $1 as their best offer to cast members, with plans to raise wages a further $1 per year annually until reaching $20. STCU is asking for $18 per hour now and a plan to eventually raise this to $20 per hour moving forward. Cast members asking for larger, more immediate raise also cite financial distress that won't be solved by long-term incremental increases. They're basically saying in order to survive, they need to be at $18 now, not $18 in the future. STCU President Matt Hollis hopes the rejection will bring Disney back to the negotiation table for further bargaining. So I know there's a bunch of people who are probably already yelling at their computer about the Reedy Creek story, thinking I have a political agenda and I'm on Disney's side. I assure you, I am equal opportunity. I don't care about anyone. What's right is right. In this story, we have something very brief to talk about. This happened on Friday afternoon. You don't usually put out news on Friday evening unless you're trying to bury something, right? So you may remember back in 2019 when we leaked that there were plans to replace the Country Bear Jamboree at Magic Kingdom with the Toy Story animatronic marionette show. Disney specifically really wouldn't comment on it until they finally canceled the plans, and they decided, in order to kind of bury the story, at 5 o'clock on a Friday, they put out the announcement that the Country Bears were going to stay, and it used vague language. It said, well, through the 50th and blah, 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 like insinuating that they weren't willing to commit to the Country Bears staying after the 50th anniversary celebration, but at least they were staying for now was kind of what was put out. And of course, the internet loved the opportunity to knock WDWNT because they love us. So that's what happened there. So what happened here was this happened on Friday, and Disney decided to drop two pieces of news on a Friday evening in an attempt to bury this negotiation thing, which is very important, right? Cast members, the Orlando living situation for cast members around this area is not good. It is very hard to live on that wage here. $18 is what is generally the starting wage here at WDWNT because we feel like that's kind of where you need to start to live currently in Orlando or in this area, Kissimmee, Celebration, wherever you are. And so this is a really important story. And so I think it's pretty gross that Disney had two things they decided to drop on Friday night, which again is not a time in which they ever drop news willingly or any PR firm for any company. Doesn't do that. They put out the POV nighttime ride on Tron, and they put out a big post about the backstory of Tiana's Bayou Adventure, both on a Friday, a nondescript Friday evening, which it was so apparent what they were doing. I support cast members, and me and the PR department have had an ongoing war for a long, long time. I have no friends to lose over there, so I will say this. It's real gross. It's a real gross thing you've done. And it's no surprise. You and I have never seen eye to eye. We're never going to see eye to eye, me and the PR side of things. And so I don't care. This is important. Don't let Disney bury this negotiation. We're not going to let them do it. We will keep posting this story. I don't care if they announce five new rides. I will just post the update on the negotiations the next day again to make sure it's not buried. And I would suggest any of you out there, if you're choosing a time to retweet or like the story, fun thing you can do on social media, you could undo that share or leave it and just share it again. Just go share it again after the news calms down so that way people see it. And if you happen to be another blogger or journalist or whatever you call yourself in this industry, I recommend you do the same. I recommend you use this platform you've been given to make a difference in people's lives instead of just towing a PR line to get free cupcakes and early access to rides. This is people's livelihoods. These are the people that make Disney World work. And if you are a real Disney fan and not just in this for clout or money, you will do what is right. And that's what I have to say about that. Let's continue with the news, shall we? I'm in a mood today. Disney has announced the return of full housekeeping to all Walt Disney World Resort hotels this month. Quote, we've heard from many of you about how much you love and have missed the more regular housekeeping services we offered prior to the pandemic, and I'm excited to share that we've been ramping them back up across Walt Disney World Resort hotels. And by the end of February, full housekeeping room cleanings will once again be available at all of our resort hotel rooms, with services provided daily or every other day, depending on where you are staying. These full cleanings include everything you'd expect, from replacing towels and amenities to cleaning the bathrooms, making the beds, emptying trash and recycling, tidying the room, and vacuuming. This is great news. This is fantastic. for what people are paying for Disney World hotel rooms, this needs to be a thing. Kudos to Disney for making it happen in a timely manner. That's great. Tron Light Cycle Run is now in cast member previews as of today at the Magic Kingdom. We were lucky enough to actually go ride it today. I was about to be like, I still have my wristband. I cut my wristband off. I'm still wearing my Electronica shirt under here. We do have a Tom's Honest Review, or I think we're calling it Tom's Tronist Review. I don't even know. I don't know what it's going to be called. But either way, the Honest Review may be out by the time you're watching this. Most definitely out by the time you're watching this is our tour of the queue and more. They're not allowing people to film the ride right now. So I know there's a couple of videos out there on the internet that were filmed with, you know, without permission. By the way, we didn't want to break the rules, so we didn't. But we have a nice tour of the queue. We put in the Shanghai video for you. It's the ride is identical other than maybe a glimpse or two from out of the canopy. Otherwise, totally the same thing. But you can experience that. And again, we have photos if you'd rather look at those on our site at WDWNT.com. It's also worth noting, I'm not going to address it in a story here. There, we talked about it months ago here on the show. We, in that honest review, I talk at length about the concerns there are with people fitting on the ride and why we think those are a thing and how, you know, how we think that's going. So if you want to hear all about that, it's in the honest review. Go check it out. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. Crews are wasting no time in transforming Splash Mountain into Tiana's Bayou Adventure at the Magic Kingdom, and more rock work has been demolished since we last checked in. The attraction signage, though, still remains in place. The large crane on site is raised and ready to go today. At the end of January, a small hole was cut into the rock work here and covered by mesh shortly thereafter. But now it has been reopened and widened greatly, and several feet of rock work has been removed. The hole may be for accessing part of the mechanics of the attraction. It's not sure at this time exactly what they're doing, but they've ripped up a large section. The scaffolding placed last week remains. As I said earlier, Disney shared more details about the story of Tiana's Bayou Adventure in an effort to bury their union negotiations. It's, of course, the upcoming retheme of Splash Mountain set to open in late 2024 at the Magic Kingdom and Disneyland Park. Here we go. We're going to read it. At a young age, Tiana developed a deep passion for cooking and began to dream of one day owning her own business. Her father, James, taught her that good food brings folks together. One of the most exciting parts of Tiana's Bayou Adventure is that guests will see where Tiana's life has taken her following the success of Tiana's Palace, a restaurant she had dreamed of owning and worked so hard to make come true as she did at the end of The Princess and the Frog. Walt Disney Imagineering is creating an original next chapter story for Tiana. Within the attraction queue, guests will discover that she continues to grow her business with Tiana's Foods, an employee-owned cooperative. Combining her talents with those of the local community, Tiana has transformed an aging salt mine and built a beloved brand. The endeavor began with Tiana purchasing the salt mine and the area surrounding the large salt dome it operated from. And with the help of her mother, Eudora, Naveen, Lewis, and fellow owners of the cooperative, Tiana revived the old salt mine and the surrounding land, growing a wide array of vegetables, herbs, and spices for her recipes. This multifaceted enterprise has turned the aging salt mine into a space that has come alive. Complete with a boutique farm and both a working and teaching kitchen, Tiana's Foods is where Tiana and her colleagues create all sorts of new products that are that they are bringing to the world, including a line of original hot sauces. Disney, please sell me special hot sauces themed to a ride. I would like this. Anyway, Tiana wants to give a big thanks to her family and friends and the entire community for all the support they've given her by throwing an amazing party during Mardi Gras season. When it turns out there's been a bit of a mix-up with the party preparations, Tiana invites us to meet her at Tiana's Foods to help with the missing ingredient for the party. Spoiler alert, the missing ingredient is the band. When we arrive, we see that Tiana spruced up the company's facilities with vibrant art from local artists. Food for the party is being prepared, and beignets are being loaded into crates for the celebration. All kinds of preparations are underway for the journey into the bayou with Tiana, along with new and familiar friends from the animated film. Picking up where that story left off, Tiana continues bringing people together with Tiana's Foods, another treasured meeting place to spend time together and celebrate a diverse community. Tiana is also working with cooperative members to teach gardening and cooking to children of all ages and inspiring other women to run successful businesses as the brand grows nationwide. Tiana's Food signage, of course, is already on the construction walls outside of Splash Mountain at the Magic Kingdom, and work is well underway for that transformation. At Disneyland, the ride is still not closed. It's rumored Splash Mountain will close in May out there. At Tokyo Disneyland, there are no plans currently to remove Splash Mountain. Disney has revealed the cover for Claudia Gray's upcoming novel, The Haunted Mansion: Storm and Shade. The young adult novel is inspired by the classic attraction found at Disney parks around the world. Gray has previously collaborated with Disney to write several Star Wars books, including Leia, Princess of Alderaan, and two The High Republic novels. The Haunted Mansion Storm and Shade is available wherever books are sold on September 5th, 2023. You can pre-order it now. We recently reported that guests using the walkway at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort were forced through an active construction zone, but now Disney has announced that the path between the resort and the Magic Kingdom will be closed on February 13th due to ongoing refurbishment projects. A reopening date has not been announced, though Disney said the path will be accessible in late spring. The walkway, of course, just opened in 2020. Boat and monorail transportation will remain available to guests traveling to the Magic Kingdom. The path to the boat launch was the one that took us through the construction site earlier this month. Are you going to discount rooms? Because losing that path is, that's quite a benefit to lose. I don't know. I would ask to be moved to another hotel. I like the walk. I know, like, I love riding the monorail, but monorail has a lot of outages. So it's nice to have the ability to walk. Although sometimes walking back is hard because water pageant is sometimes around park close. But nonetheless, I like that walkway, and I hope it is available again soon. Disneyland Paris Works on Twitter has shared aerial photos of ongoing construction at the Walt Disney Studios Park in Paris. As announced in 2018, the park is being expanded. Phase one was Marvel Avengers Campus, which opened last summer, while phase two will include the World of Frozen. Disneyland Paris Works points out in their photos that there is a new white crane on the canal connecting the park's upcoming lake to a basin. Another crane has been working on the World of Frozen show buildings. Backhoe is being used to dig near a movable bridge. Connecting the construction site to the pre-existing Walt Disney Studios park is the extended promenade leading through the center. The rounded concrete basin next to the promenade may be for the Tangled Round Ride or small body of water that's next to it in the concept art, which you can see now. Next to the new Tangled Ride will be the Art Nouveau-inspired restaurant, with its location visible as a rectangle of concrete in the aerial photos. An English garden area will also be off the promenade, featuring some Disney characters who come from the United Kingdom. Some tracks for Frozen Ever After and the beginnings of a castle turret are also visible in the photos. And this tweet from Disneyland Paris Works features photos from the construction site taken at approximately the same angle 13 months apart, showing you how much work has been done. Exciting future for Walt Disney Studios Paris. Since the Tokyo Disney Resort launched its e-ticketing system on its official app in 2018, the function has been limited to Japanese-speaking guests with a Japanese credit or debit card. But now, nearly 5 years after its launch, the Oriental Land Company has finally made ticket purchases available in English to foreign tourists. The process is simple. Simply open the Tokyo Disney Resort app and touch Buy Tickets. Tickets are only available in English for dates from April 1st, 2023 onwards. Guests visiting between now and March 31st are still subject to the old rules, where tickets must be purchased either in Japanese with a Japanese credit card on the app, or must be purchased at the other authorized locations, such as the Disney hotels or convenience stores in Japan. Tickets purchased for March 31st and before with a foreign credit card will not be displayed on the app and must be printed or you have to show the QR code in the reservation confirmation email. But next in the process, just select the number of people. As of now, only one-day tickets are available, and multi-day passports have not been reintroduced yet. You must then choose your park. For tickets dated April 1st, 2023 onward, guests may not change which park their ticket is valid at, only the date on which it is valid ahead of time. So tickets for Tokyo Disneyland may only be used at Disneyland and may not be changed to DisneySea at any point. An availability calendar will be displayed. You can also switch to a price display, but it will not display the actual price, just between 1 and 4 yen symbols for which the 4 price tiers apply. Next, you select the type of ticket. The most commonly used will, of course, be the one-day passport. They also have weeknight passports and early evening passports at the bottom of the list. Select your ticket, then enter your credit card information. It's as simple as that. Your ticket will be displayed on the app and already available to use for entry requests, lottery entries, and Disney Premier Access purchases when you get in the park. That's great. I'm glad they're finally making it easier for tourists from other places. That's great. And I know I think a lot of people, starting in April, a lot more people are going to be returning or making their first trip to Japan. So that's good. A Zhihangshu user has shared a new photo of the skyline of Shanghai Disneyland's upcoming Zootopia Land. Shanghai Disney Resort shared the photos of the skyline coming together last summer, but now it looks more like an actual full city. Several tall, colorful buildings tower over the rest of the land, and a great example of Disney's use of forced perspective. There's still plenty of work to be done, as shown by the scaffolding and scrim in the foreground of the photo, but the land is scheduled to open this year, at least the last they told us. Nothing has changed as of yet. Disney is developing a Zootopia and Moana Land as well to replace Dinoland USA and Animal Kingdom, which is at least in the blue sky phase, but things can certainly change when something is in that phase. So this may be a look at things to come at Animal Kingdom, where it's more likely they're going to reuse the dinosaur ride system, but nonetheless, this skyline would be a part of it if and when that project is fully approved. But we've been teased with it already. I think it's going to happen. We'll have to wait and see. For the absolute latest in all these stories and all that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT InterGlobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members watching who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, users.
This is Disney Entertainment News Today. I'm Rob Whiteside, and here now are the top Disney Entertainment stories.
For the latest in Disney Entertainment News, watch Disney Entertainment News Today, hosted by Rob Whiteside. From movies and series news to stage shows, books, video games, and more, new episodes drop every Tuesday on WWNT.TV. We'll be right back.